right. Here's Christoph again, Christoph Kemper, and I welcome you to my next episode. We got a great question here that goes like this. How can I learn SEO and outperform my competitors in the Google search results? And the answer is actually a very simple one. Try it for yourself. Please do not, I repeat, do not just follow the theories. When you go spend the whole day reading about SEO and listening to podcasts like this one and watching my webinars and doing all these learning tasks, I can say that you waste your time trying to learn SEO. I'm sorry to be the party pooper here. What you have to do is something completely different. So what I would recommend instead of spending a whole day reading and listening to podcasts like mine here is just go and do stuff. Try stuff. Do and try SEO for yourself. Set up a website and learn by doing SEO. There's no shortcut to learning a task than doing the task. You will not succeed. I repeat, you will not succeed by just listening to all this stuff here, by reading those books and making yourself confident that you actually have a little bit of a clue of what's going on. I'm sorry to say that, but when you go to Moz, for example, it's a very popular blog post. Whatever you read there is only just a fraction of the knowledge that you need. You always read some nice and great and shiny examples of whatever worked for that guy that wrote the blog post in that specific case. When we publish case studies, we always talk about one case. What works for one website doesn't work for the other website. So whenever you read a blog post where they don't say what the topic, what the website, what the niche, what the keywords are, you're totally missing out and you fell victim to the general superfluent SEO talk. That's what it is. So you have to start SEO yourself. Go and do some competitive research, for example. When I say go out and do competitive research, I mean it literally. Go to Google and search for whatever keyword you want to rank. Look at the websites that are there. Do you see all the big websites like Amazon, Wikipedia? Do not look at them. Don't even think about looking at them. But then there are others, and there are others for every keyword. Okay, now repeat. And repeat and repeat and start to get an understanding what type of websites actually come up. If you're not doing that, you do not need link research tools, you do not need SEMrush, you don't need any other software. If competitive research is not in your mind, is not what you do first, then there's no way you can move forward with SEO. Do not read any ranking studies, case studies, factors on rankings, whatever is being boiled down into nice white papers. Go to Google and search for keywords. Search like your customers would search. If you're not doing that, you're not ready for the next step. But here's the thing. The next step does involve looking at these websites and looking what they do. So what could possibly be there that you can learn from your competitors? When you look at your competitors, you would see, well, a website, you see a design, if you like it or not, does not matter. It's not about your opinion. It's not even about Google's opinion when it comes to design. When it comes to design, it matters what appeals to the user, but that is something that we'll tackle in conversion optimization. Long time later. What you want to look at is what kind of wording do they use? What kind of language do they use? Do they talk to the audience that you're trying to go after in a technical way or in a simple way? This is what it starts with. Yes, we talk about the so-called on-page, the content. Yeah. Guess what? With all the tricks in the world, getting a number one ranking, if your content sucks, then you have not earned those rankings. So this is what you start with. And this is a job that you can do all by yourself. Go take your iPhone, get down to the pool, get a cocktail, and then start looking at your competitors' websites and try to understand what they are doing. Again, try to learn from them. Try to decrypt them. It's not about your creative ideas of what you want to produce and your team doing brainstormings for weeks. Stop that. Don't even start that. Start looking at what's out there already. Because unless you have a time machine and go back to 1993, there have been companies around in your space for the last 10 or 20 years. Unless you're in a very, very new exotic niche, there are others. And even if you have this exotic niche, then there are newspapers and some maybe research papers and I don't know, universities talking about the stuff that you're just selling. Maybe you've got this wonder drug that just got approved that you will start selling it. Guess what? Before it got approved, it went through years of cycles and newspapers wrote about it long before you even knew that this wonder drug would have existed many years later. So all of these are your competitors. Don't think as competitors being the ones that steal your deal, that steal your transactions. It is everything that ranks above you in Google search results or in other search engine search results. Okay? And then when you're ready to talk the talk of your competitors, when you're ready to read and write like they read and write and add some magic extra, then you're ready for software. Then you're ready to learn more about your competitors from a technical perspective, from an SEO perspective. You can learn their SEO by talking like them, by reading and writing like them. What you can then do is use tools like link research tools to understand what their website is about. What are their strongest pages on the website? Do they actually have links going to pages that don't exist anymore, like the Link Juice recovery tool would show you? Guess what? You could do them a favor and tell them which broken links they should redirect on their website that they relaunched 3 years ago, or you could go after those people that are linking to their website and don't know that they go to an error page. Well, they might want to link to you if you have a better website, a better looking website, a better performing website, if you reach out to them. It's just an idea. So when you do this competitive research, when you look at data, when you look at how websites are linked internally and externally, you already develop a lot of new ideas for link prospects and new ideas to actually build links to your website. Even if you're the new kid on the block, your competitors might be missing out because they got too big, too lazy, too big in general means too slow also. So this is your opportunity to enter a market even many, many years later after the others have been around.